You've had some very, very impressive announcements lately. Like, you're buying everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
you
this
bought
is
stars. You bought BuzzFeed. Or 10% of stars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We bought just under 11%, 10.7%. I like stars. You know, stars says that they're going after the underserved. That's code for black. Don't tell anybody. Right. So if you're gonna go after us, maybe we should own it. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So if you're chasing us, we should own it.
Right.
So Steve Mnuchin used to be my banker before he got into politics. He was the Treasury Secretary. And I saw that he owned 11%, just under 11%. And I called him up and I said, hey, do you want to own this stake in Starz? It's publicly traded. And he said, you know, because I said, are you willing to sell it? He said, not at these prices. And I said, well, I didn't give you a price. I just asked you a question. Are you willing to sell it? He said, let me think about it. He called me back. He said, I'll sell it for $25 million. I said, no problem. Let's do it. We'll close tomorrow. So I bought it. And it was a key move because it's hard to buy close to 11% of a company without driving up the price because you're buying so many shares. So I was able to get it done quietly and under the radar. It was a really good move for us because we ended up being the second largest stockholder instantly. And now we have a seat at the table. And so I've made it very clear I plan to buy the whole company. I want to control that company. My first preference would be to keep it public and to take 52% of it and just control it. But they immediately adapted a poison pill and they said, hold up!
I saw that.
We do not want you to own this company or control this company. So they took a poison pill to stop me. And I said, that's okay. You know, that won't stop me. You'll just delay us, but we will eventually get what we want. My preference is for it to stay public and for me to control it 51% or greater. But if I have to, I'll buy the whole company, fire everybody, fire the board, not the people working there, get rid of the board for resisting me, and then take it back public.
Have you reached out to somebody like 50 Cent? I mean, to me, 50 Cent is the person who put Starz on the map.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have not.
Okay.
I didn't want to put him in a bad place and, you know, have him to, you know, figure out what side, you know, he, you know, just let him stay neutral, which I think is a smart place to stay. Let us duke it out in terms of who's going to own it, who's going to control it. But I'm highly confident eventually I will control Starz.
You just bought BuzzFeed as well.
Yeah, I bought BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed and HuffPost and Tasty. You know, I felt it was very important.
Oh, you bought all of those?
Yeah, I bought them all.
It's going to all go into one, right?
No, they're already there. They're up and running. So, yeah, I bought them all. So, you know, listen, I think it's important as black people that we are in the publicly traded market. You know, markets. You know, publicly traded companies, that's where you can create great wealth. Great wealth. Enormous wealth. You're talking about $100 trillion out there in the publicly traded markets. So BuzzFeed is publicly traded, and they got into some financial trouble. And they announced that they were about to go bankrupt. And I just said, okay. I called them up quickly. I said, here's the deal I would like to do. And I said, I want to control 52% of the company. I want to control the board. And I said, here's $120 million. And here's how I want to structure it. I'll give you $20 million now, cash, and a promissory note of $100 million at 5% interest, due and payable in 5 years. And I'm buying 40 million shares. I bought 40 million shares at $3 a share. That's the $120 million. Now, when I went to buy the 40 million shares, the stock was only trading at like 60 to 70 cents a share. So when it got announced, it jumped up to like $1.30 or whatever, $1.40 or whatever it is. So me putting $120 million on the table and saying, I believe in my ability and I believe in myself and my management team. I believe in the brands, BuzzFeed and HuffPost and Tasty. I believe that we will get this $3, we'll get past this $3 a share well within the 5 year period. But I'm investing in these brands. And I see the opportunity is to use AI to enable us to do more streaming, not AI generated content, but I also invested about $150 million to do something called Local Now, which uses artificial intelligence and proprietary software to curate, stream, and, you know, and aggregate super hyper local news, weather, sports, and traffic geofence to the user's zip code. And I couldn't be happier because we as black folks, we have to have a seat at the table mm-hmm. as it relates to technology, content, and the intersection of technology and content and artificial intelligence.